Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. You know, the wonderful thing about the Word of God is that it is so inspiring. And you know, there are some special little books in the Old Testament that I love. And one of them is the book of Esther. You know, the book of Esther has a threefold purpose, I believe, in being written. And so do some of the scholars that I have studied in their writings. But this threefold purpose was, number one, it was written to show how the Jewish people were protected and delivered from total, complete destruction by God and through God's intervention through Queen Esther. And secondly, it was written to provide a historical account of the Feast of Purim, to keep alive for generations to come the great deliverance of the Jewish people, just like the Passover feast in Egypt. And thirdly, it was to show forth the great providence of God, His great power, even though He seems silent throughout the book. Esther is a tribute to the invisible providence of God. In this great book, and I would encourage you to just sit down and read it all in one setting. It is a beautiful, beautiful book. It's a beautiful story. The characters in the book, of course, is the Persian king and his prime minister, Haman, and Vashti, the queen who preceded Esther, and, of course, Esther, the beautiful Jewish maiden who became queen, and then Mordecai, the righteous cousin who raised her as his daughter. Esther is the heroine of the story. Haman is the villain, and Mordecai is the hero. Mordecai is the key figure behind the events of the book, for he gives righteous counsel to Queen Esther. And there's certain facts about the book of Esther that is beautiful to remember. First of all, God is not mentioned once in this great historical book. The word Jew or Jews is mentioned some 50 times, and there is no reference or allusion to this book anywhere in the New Testament. However, Haman's hatred for the Jews and his plot to kill them is believed to be indicative of the Antichrist in the last days. It is one of two books also in the Bible named after a woman. Of course, the other one being the Book of Ruth, which we all know is a beautiful, beautiful, also a beautiful love story of God. And you know, this Book of Esther, it's God's invincible providence. He is invisible throughout the book, but he is invincible on every page when you read it. You know, the Book of Esther is a tribute to the invisible providence of God. Esther is the only book, you know, like we said, that we stated earlier in the Bible that doesn't even mention God's name. And how many times do we feel like that when we are walking in our Christian faith and we know we believe in God as godly women, but He is so silent? Although we don't hear His name throughout this book of Esther, we see He is orchestrating every circumstance to preserve His people from a tragic ending. And you know, this book of Esther is often like the everyday dramas of our lives. For when we feel and sense the enemy on our heels, seldom do we see the Red Seas part or have angelic visitors at our doors or come in contact with a burning bush when we need direction from God. Think about it, beloved. It is not these great miraculous signs that God has to use. It's easy to see God in the miraculous. It's not easy to see Him in the mundane. I don't know about you, but most of us, we live in the mundane. That is where most of us reside day after day. It has been said that we live with God, not center stage, but directing our lives unseen from the wings. In other words, God is out there directing your life today, beloved. He sees everything that's going on. And although you don't feel Him, you don't see Him, you may not even sense Him, but you know Him, you've accepted Him as your Savior, rest assured that even though you can't see Him center stage right now, He's in the wings. He is in the wings directing your life. This is why we must be sensitive to His voice, so we can be aware of and attentive to the subtle ways that He works. You know, it has been said also about the book of Esther that no book will sharpen our spiritual senses more than Esther. Oh, I would encourage you to read this book of Esther. It is really a study of God's power and sovereignty without seeing Him or feeling Him or even mentioning His name. You know, God is mysterious, and if we are to ever understand His mysterious character, we have to make sense of the mysterious ways in which He works. You know, I've always said that we may not trust the methods of God. Maybe it's hard for us to trust how He's working things out, or it's hard to see. But, oh, beloved, we can trust His motive. I promise you, you can trust the motive of God because He is there in the wings watching your life. How many of you have seen the mysterious way in which God works in your own life? You know, in the book of Esther, we will see a little of the mind of God, and we see the will of God, and we see the power of God, and we do see the presence of God, even though He is not even mentioned. God will have His way behind the events of our lives, just like He did in that beautiful book of Esther. How can we apply this book to our lives? Let me assure you today, beloved, that God's providence is sure. You know, providence, the word providence comes from the Latin word providere. Pro means before, and the videre means I see. Providence. God is saying to you, I see everything before it happens. God is not caught off guard by our circumstances. God's power is in His stillness. May I encourage you today, dearly beloved, be still and know that He is God. Cease striving and know that He is God and that He will take care of you. In other words, one of the Hebrew meanings in being still is to just let go, relax, and let God. Our response to the stillness of God is not to strive, dearly beloved, but it is to trust the goodness of our beloved Lord.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.